Please note, this podcast contains propellant 2095 AD and artificial colouring B4 200 BC. Bubonic plague could shorten lifespan. Oh, man, this is gold. Please note, this podcast contains propellant 2095 AD
and artificial colouring B4 200 BC. Bubonic plague could shorten lifespan.
A 1, a 2, a 5, 6, 7, 8.
Last week, it don't matter much as next week. It don't matter like the moment that I'm in, or if I lose or win, or what's the score. Cause I keep forgetting what it was I came here for.
Question mark.
Beautiful.
Now it's starting to sound like Hans Molman.
There we go.
Simpsons.
That's better.
Might sound like I'm doing my lips.
Doing your lip.
But
your
it's
lip
not.
Push-ups.
Coming from my armpit.
Oh.
A bit extra flab under there and it's quite breezy.
Excellent.
Jerry, have you seen this?
What the? Palm olive body wash? Vegan?
Vegan body wash, Jerry.
Ugh.
It's in all the showers. Mm. And before you ask, yes, I've even checked the ladies.
I'd expect nothing less, Barry.
Vegan body wash, Jerry.
And to think, all those years I've been scrubbing in the shower with a dead pig.
Those bloody vegans have to stick their noses in everywhere.
Sticking their noses in on everybody's shower?
If you know what I mean.
I shudder to think.
I know a lot of inmates here at Spindly Pines do actually eat the body wash, but like, now it's compulsory.
Yes, well, in that case, take me back to the good old days of avocado and strawberry body wash.
Tasty.
Or frangipani and turmeric.
Not so tasty.
And the turmeric would give you that spent too long in the solarium look.
A touch of the Donald Trumps.
Yes, yes, true, true. Yes. I mean, what exactly is wrong with the old citrus and apple extract body washes?
Not enough vegan for you. You bloody vegans?
How do you think this stuff got in here?
Well, Palmolive have a factory that just spurts it into a little bottle.
No, I mean, how do you think this vegan body wash found its way into Spindly Pines showers?
Oh, my money's on the librarian.
Yes, she looks like a body wash eater.
A vegan body wash eater?
This reminds me of that garlic chocolate incident.
Oh yes, that time Nurse Bukesan bought everyone chocolate treats from the $2 shop, but they'd been stored next to the $2 Halloween garlic necklaces.
Yes. Imagine that, viewers. You pop a delectable Cadbury's in your gob and you get the incongruent combo of fruit and nut laced with garlic.
The stomach churns just thinking about it.
Look! You know, Barry, all this reminds me of those left-of-field warning labels that are popping up on alcoholic beverages.
What labels will that be, Jerry?
Well, you pick up your favourite peach and mango cider or a quiet berry spritzer, and under the 5% proof symbol, it says, warning, pregnancy alert.
Holy 750ml Alka-Pops, Jerry. You can fall pregnant now just by downing a Bacardi Breezer?
Seems so. Just by sucking down a fancy, cool long neck.
Please tell me that's not a euphemism.
No, but it could be.
Someone needs to inform these drink bottlers how babies are made.
Yes, very weird. Warning, pregnancy alert. It's stamped on every alcoholic beverage.
Isn't that what alcohol's all about?
It's the nanny state gone berserk, Barry.
Maybe they're sprinkling fertility dust on the lip of every twist top.
A bit of Spanish fly under every bottle cap?
Could be.
Well, I'm not so sure how effective these pregnancy warnings will be in reducing the incidence of drunken sex parties amongst the cocktail-swilling youth.
Hasn't reduced the incidence round here.
Nope. Lillian and Gertrude and Nadalovsky get one or two sherbets into them and they go copulatively feral.
An octogenarian sexual frenzy.
Which is probably a mental image the viewers can well do without.
Oh, yes, the good old days.
All of which leads nicely into our major morning motion headline for today.
Oh, excellent. Slap it on me, Jerry.
2024 Olympians to leave the Olympic Village within 48 hours of their last event.
What?
all the Aussie Olympians at next year's Paris Olympics will be required to leave the athletes' village within 48 hours of finishing competition.
48 hours?
Yep.
After their last event?
Yep.
But that's when the real Olympics starts, isn't it?
Well, traditionally, yes, yes. That's when an Olympian really starts to test the extremes of their athletic endurance.
If you know what I mean.
I think any athlete who's ever been to an under-21's talent development training camp knows exactly what you mean.
These poor Olympians have been locked up in near Spartan conditions for like 4 years.
They finally get let off the leash.
After finishing 10th in the ladies' javelin.
And they've only got 48 hours to check out a bit of international pole vault action.
A bit of the gymnastic triples floor routine.
A touch of intercontinental athletic diplomacy.
Some cross-cultural protein shake exchange.
They have a mere 48 hours to sign each other's five circles Olympic tattoos.
And then get out of there.
Yep.
How are they going to get all that done in just 2 days?
Exactly. 48 hours to really test their cardio limits.
They've been training 4 years for this.
Again, the nanny state gone mad.
Oh, don't bring your nana into this.
Another mental image the viewers can well do without.
Bloody hell, the Paris Olympics. It's hardly worth going.
Well, it gets worse, Baz. Second Paris headline. Paris endures plague of bedbugs.
Oh, the dreaded Paris bedbug. How much horror can one Olympian take?
Yep, as reported in the ever-reliable Morning Motion, Paris is in the grip of a bedbug plague.
Oh, dear. Imagine, your average Australian Olympic swimmer, they've got a choice of waking up in the middle of the night sharing a bed with a couple of hundred bedbugs.
Or waking up in the morning sharing a bed with the likes of American swimmer Lily King.
The American former world record breaststroker.
That's her, yep.
Oh, I'm choosing the bedbugs.
Wise choice, Barry.
Lily, there's nothing worse than finishing third king.
That's her, queen of the bronze medal.
She said that after the American Olympic trials in 2021, you know. There's nothing worse than finishing third.
Well, I got news for you, Lily King. Try finishing fourth.
Maths, it's not a strong suit.
As we said before about the American swimmers.
Yep, pretty good in the pool, but shite at counting up to 10.
Which is good in a way. They'll never know just how many bed bugs are attacking them.
Well, that is a silver lining then, isn't it?
Oh, and speaking of sporting legends.
Oh, yes, I saw this.
That's right, Bess. He's done it. He's written himself into the pantheon of Australian sporting greatness.
We speak, of course,
of the mighty Albo. And the most coveted of prime ministerial legacies?
The crown of complete sporting ineptitude.
The crowd goes wild, yes, yes. And here's the footage. The PM is hosting backyard cricket on the lawn of Kirribilli House.
In he comes, rolls the arm over.
He's already doing better than Johnny Howard.
Oh, but wait for it. His unorthodox googly wrongen doozer topspin leg cutter forces the batter to sky one.
Up she goes. There's the mighty Albo. He's under it. He's calling it. Mine, mine. The incoming field is all back off for the PM's moment of glory.
It's an absolute dolly of a catch.
It's a dead set sitter. No one could drop that. And...
oh, there it goes. Spilled onto the grass.
And the PM does the obligatory whoopsie-daisy. I've fallen over.
Look at me. I'm a total goose.
And Albo's forever legacy is secured. Ah, where's Bruce McAvaney when you need him?
Forget the voice to Parliament.
Oh, forget sitting down with Xi Jinping.
Forget strutting around the White House.
This is the one newsreel that'll be played over and over and over into eternity.
Albo drops the world's easiest cricket catch ever caught on film.
Oh, we are racking up quite the prime ministerial dossier of duds, aren't we, Barry?
There's Johnny Howard jagging a wrist spinner straight into his own foot.
We've got Scotty Morrison crash-tackling a six-year-old.
There's Bob Hawke getting smashed in the prime ministerial face by the world's most innocuous cricket bouncer.
We got Harold Holt's body-surfing videos.
And now Albo writes his own chapter.
Spilling the simplest catch you've ever seen. Backyard cricket. Excellence.
Yep, with a tennis ball, no less.
Proving the main prerequisite to get the top job
is proving you're bloody useless at everything.
Yep,
can't bowl, can't bat, can't field.
Might as well be Prime Minister.
That's the spirit. Career Guidance Counsellor report from school says, dear Mr and Mrs Albo, he's useless at everything. Definite Prime Minister potential.
There it is in black and white.
And full colour on Kirribilli House lawn.
Played hard, done Australia proud.
Grumpy's ginger beer, brewed like no other. Like this morning, I got up on the wrong side of the bed, which hurt because my bed's up against the wall. Could be worse if my bed was up against a 1,000-foot drop into a bucket of electric eels. I recommend you get up on the right side of the bed, open the fridge and scull a cool Grumpy's ginger beer chilli, guaranteed to wake every cell in your body, no matter what side of the bed you hurt yourself. Grumpy'sGingerBeer.com.au.
Warning, pregnancy alert.
Let's talk about Wally.
Oh, everyone's mate, Wally.
Yes, hangers, Wally, the emotional support alligator.
The cuddly crocodile.
Joe Henney, a resident of Philadelphia, has been keeping Wally Gator as a registered comfort companion for about the last 10 years. But all of a sudden, the Philadelphia baseball stadium won't let Wally in to watch a game.
Probably because he's a Florida Gator supporter.
Yes, that's probably it, Barry. Yes. Joe Henney has been letting Wally swim in the pool with the family.
Oh, brilliant. That's what we need to do. Teach the kids that jumping into a body of water with an alligator is all perfectly safe.
Joe says that Wally loves people.
Of course Wally loves people. They taste great.
Now, Barry, you got to wonder sometimes if the Morning Motion just isn't inventing stories to get onto this podcast.
Well, I wouldn't blame them, Jerry.
And here we have Ken Weeks, having his 110-year birthday.
Australia's oldest old fella.
And how do they celebrate? They stick his head on a limited edition Heinz baked beans can.
Celebrating old people by that which old people do best.
Ken Weeks claims that his secret to longevity is a daily baked beans breakfast.
Sounds logical.
Really?
Well, the daily baked beans fallout would keep the bad guys away.
It'd keep everyone away.
He's not going to pick up a virus from anyone, is he?
Yeah. I suppose a baked bean breakfast is sort of self-imposed social distancing.
Baked beans, the key to a strong immunity.
Ken Weeks, we love you.
Just don't come too close.
Now, from an Australian record holder to an Australian world record holder, Fraser McGurk.
Oh, I love him already.
Cricketer playing for South Australia scored the fastest first-class century ever, 100 runs in 29 balls, a world record.
And an Australian record silliest sports name ever.
True, Barry, yes. And our very own Fraser McGurk is going into the world final of silly sports names.
Representing Australia.
Representing Australia, but I gotta say, Baz, he's up against some pretty stiff competition.
Have you got your list, Jerry?
Yes, my list of world finalists for silliest sports names. Got it right here, Baz. So let's have a look at what Fraser McGurk is up against.
Is he in with a chance, Jerry?
Oh, it's McGurk versus Mike Lemongello.
Oh, too close to call, Jerry.
And that's just a start, Barry. When you take a silly name onto the world stage, well, you're going to come up against some truly tracky, wacky-dacky parents who've really planned this out.
Yes, the name Fraser McGurk does seem to be lacking a real parental plan of stupidity.
Absolutely, Barry. Imagine the sort of parenting that would look at a little newborn baby and say to themselves in all seriousness, I christen thee Bum Phillips.
Oh, taking silly to a new level.
How about Wolfgang Wolf? Or Tommy Gunn? Or what about Will Barrow?
My personal favourite, Will Barrow.
Then you got Ron Tugnut, Dick Buttkiss, Misty Hyman.
Dick Trickle?
Well, you better clean it up then.
No, Dick Trickle, the American NASCAR race driver.
NASCAR? Well, the speed those guys go, I'd expect more than a mere Dick Trickle.
Chubby Cox?
Yes, Chubby Cox, Chicago Bulls basketballer.
No relation to Dick Trickle.
Oh, depends on context.
Dick Pole?
Yes, well, some parents, they just can't help but boast.
Rusty Kuntz?
Oh, I think we have a winner.
And a civil case against the parents.
Yes, Fraser McGurk might be Australia's best silliness, but on the world stage...
We just don't know proper silly in this country.
The bowler's holding, the batsman's willy.
And speaking of proper silly, our very own wonderful Cal Wilson.
A veritable champion of proper silly.
And from the Morning Motion column 8 of Sadness, the great comedian of stage, print and the small screen, Cal Wilson has died after a short illness, aged only 53.
Wow, 53. Mm. I mean, she wouldn't have even retired yet from netball.
She was a person full of life, and it's just impossible to think now she's gone.
And at just 53.
Yes, yes, like so many Aussie icons.
She was a New Zealander.
Yep, she's one Kiwi that we were happy to call one of us.
Was she a hanger or a dangler?
Oh, as a student of Antipodean comedy, our Cal.
Yes?
I doubt very much she'd even ever heard of us.
Oh, good thing too.
Good thing too?
Well, at least we can't be implicated in her death.
Oh, yes, yes, true, true. You just can't be too careful post-COVID, can you?
No, you can't.
So, in homage, I think we'll do a parody of Cal Wilson's favourite song.
We can do that.
We can. Or we can do this one instead. Stuck on you. Had a rather nasty accident using the super glue. Got some on my knees. Then you gave my knees a gentle squeeze. I'm stuck on you. When your left hand attached to my inside thigh, I knew you were here to stay. I can see there's no getting away. To do our favourite craft. You were weaving a basket. I was making a model aircraft. I was sticking a wing onto the fuselage. But this time, little darling, the sticky stuff covered my pyjamas. And now I'm stuck on you. Got this feeling deep down on my thigh. I won't be shaking you too soon. I feel like such a jerk, 'cause the WD-40 doesn't work. And neither does the nail polish remover, or the turps, or the lemon juice. And I've tried the pile of salt trick, and the coconut oil with the baking soda. It's useless. What? Sandpaper and razor blades? Are you kidding me? How am I gonna take a shower? Looks like I'm stuck on you.
Bloopers!
Jerry, have you seen this?
What the? Sorry, just give me one more time.
All right.
Just be with Jerry, have you? Yeah.
Right, we got one line into it this
yes,
time.
Yes, I know. We
well done.
Stopped the
yeah, record.
Completely shitted it up. Right.
I know a lot of inmates here at Spindly Pines do actually eat the body wash, but like now it's compulsory.
Yes. Well, in that case, take me back to the good old days of avocado and strawberry body wash.
Body wash.
Body wash.
Body ballads.
Mm. You know, Barry, this reminds me of that garlic chocolate incident.
There's a line for you.
Yes. Well, this is actually a true story.
I thought it might be.
Yes. I've just dropped all my bloody pages on the floor. And they go copulatively feral, okay?
You're writing it, remember?
Yes, yes. Yes, hangers, Wally, the emotional support alligator.
The cuddly crocodile.
Joe Henney, a resident of Philadelphia, has been keeping Wally Gator as a registered comfort companion for about the last 10 years. But all of a sudden, I had another line to say and I didn't realise.
Okay.
And here we have Ken Weeks, having his 110-year birthday.
Australia's oldest old fella.
And how do they celebrate? They stick his head on a limited edition. That's hard to say. 10 weeks. We love you.
Just don't come too close. Any opportunity?
Yes, to chuck in a fart. I have to find that sound effect that Anna sent me. And speaking of proper silly, our very own wonderful Carl. Carl Wilson, he was from the Beach Boys. Oh, dear. And just before we go, a quick congratulations to a Mr. Jay Biden of Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C., for starting World War III by going soft on Iran.
Yeah, but he's been consistently going soft for the last 10 years.
And that's what Jill said.